Welcome to Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot, your daily dose of the latest in cryptocurrency news, market insights, and blockchain trends. Let's get started. Today's highlights include a powerful mix of market debuts, institutional maneuvers, and regulatory updates that are reshaping the crypto landscape. Gemini has made a splash on the Nasdaq with an IPO priced at $28 per share that quickly surged to over $37. Giving the exchange a valuation of roughly $4.4 billion. The Winklevoss twins reiterated their bullish view on Bitcoin, with Tyler predicting the digital asset could reach $1 million in the next 10 years. At present, Bitcoin is trading near $115,978, reinforcing its role as a store of value amid dynamic market sentiment. Solana has also been on an upward trajectory, with its token recently hitting a seven-month high close to $243. This surge comes as Galaxy Digital executed large-scale withdrawals of over $700 million worth of SOL tokens from major exchanges, signaling strong institutional confidence. Additional support stems from the REX Osprey Solana ETF, which has now crossed $200 million in cumulative flows, and even unexpected viral events, such as a fitness influencer clash that dramatically boosted a Solana meme coin's value. In the realm of stablecoins and regulatory innovation, Tether has unveiled its new US-regulated stablecoin, USAT, specifically designed for the American market. Bo Hines has been appointed to lead this initiative, which is built to comply with the Genius Act, with issuance handled by Anchorage Digital and reserves managed by Cantor Fitzgerald. Meanwhile, SEC Chair Paul Atkins recently laid out a visionary roadmap for on-chain capital markets and agentic finance during a major event in Paris, emphasizing clear, modern rules to foster a golden age of financial innovation on US soil. Institutional flows continue to drive market evolution. Fidelity's Treasury Digital Fund, noted through its on-chain class, has debuted with over $200 million raised, setting a course for a tokenized US Treasuries market on Ethereum that could hit $10 billion by the end of the year. Hyperliquid, outperforming traditional platforms with record net incomes and a soaring hype token, and Circle's potential launch of a native USDC on Hyperliquid's HyperEVM, further underscore the deepening interest from institutional players. Polymarket, bolstered by Chainlink's upgraded Oracle services, now offers near-instant settlement of Bitcoin bets and is eyeing a potential $9 billion valuation after recent regulatory approvals. Additional market dynamics include Bitcoin and Ether reaching three-week highs, while altcoins like Dogecoin and Binance Coin post significant gains. Traders are also piling on leveraged Bitcoin bets, which raises concerns around clustered liquidation levels. Regulatory challenges persist, as demonstrated by the Massachusetts Attorney General's lawsuit against a prediction market operator and a DOJ action to seize USDT linked to an Iranian drone supplier, reminding us that innovation and regulation are in constant interplay. That's a wrap for today's edition of Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot. We hope you're feeling more informed and ready to navigate the cryptoverse. Until next time, keep your digital wallets ready. This podcast is automated by artificial intelligence and is for information purposes only. Nothing stated constitutes legal, tax, investment, or financial advice.